Hello, everyone. How are you? Today is a big day. We have Swag Reveal Day. What is Swag Reveal Day? This means we're going to take a look inside this beautiful box that all of our campers are going to receive. All of y'all have been anxiously awaiting. What did we put in it this time? So we're going to do that today. Let me pull up my notes to make sure that I cover all the things for y'all. I know a lot of y'all have been asking about the winners. I announced all the winners for Mission Possible. Excuse me. I announced all of them last week on this call. And we are going to put all the names inside the newsletter this week so that you can kind of see what everybody won, who all won, and all the good things. So let me get... This is also Q&A. So if you have any questions, you can please feel free to raise your hand. I'm going to pull up the lovely Coach Yesenia, who will be up here with me, and she may answer a few of the questions too. Let me get all my stuff up, and then we'll be ready to rock it and roll it. Let's see. I hope y'all are having a good day. I got to tell you, I am not wearing the makeups today. I decided that today was a great day to go makeupless because I have a doctor's appointment today. And I didn't want to have to dress up and do all the things. And I was like, you know what? I am going to own my natural beauty today. And that's what I'm doing. All right. So if you are a brand new member, let me tell you a little bit about this call. This is Q&A, which means that y'all, if you have any questions about the No BS Weight Loss Program, if you have questions about CAM, are you a good fit? What are we going to talk about at Relationships Weekend? What is it? It's a three-day event. Anything that you want to ask on, you can just type it in the Q&A and we'll get it answered. And this is also, this is a weekly call with me. So I do this call almost every single Wednesday. Every now and then another coach will do the call if I have to travel or I'm sick. But this is primarily like one of my favorite things to do in the membership is to just rant, roll, answer questions, and tell y'all all the things. So this call is also not needed when you first join the membership. So just get through No BS first, you do your orientation, and you do the No BS weight loss course. If it's not overwhelming, attend these calls, listen to the replays. If you're like, how does this fit in? You just need to finish No BS. This is the extra stuff that we do to clarify things. So there's that. This month is for all existing members. This is Taking Big Ass Action Month. I hope y'all are enjoying it. I actually was listening to my own lessons yesterday, because I was wanting to like kind of clear up the concept and stuff. I was like, man, I need to remember that. Like, I just kept thinking like, yeah, I need to remember that. Because even I half-ass at times. There's just days where I'm half, like this morning is a really good example. So I'm doing the movement challenge along with everybody else. I am adding 10 minutes of stretching in every single day. If you don't know, me and several of the No BS team, we are doing the country music half here in Nashville. We're doing it as just a small team event, because when y'all do the Don't Stop Believing event in June, we have to work it. We don't get to participate in it. So we decided we would do our own little just get together and stuff. So there's about six or seven of us doing it. I did not want to stretch. I didn't even want to do my run today. Like, I woke up, you know how you just wake up one day and you're in a foul ass fucking mood? Like, that was me. I was just like, everything sucks. I'm tired. I don't want to do nothing. I should just sleep in. Like, my brain was acting like the world's largest titty baby that ever existed. And I was laying there and I'd listened to those things yesterday. And I just said, Corinne, cannot half-ass the day from the start. Like, I did the 5-4-3-2-1. That got me out of bed when my alarm went off. I was laying there whining about it, honestly. I did 5-4-3-2-1 and agreed with myself, like, you're just going to get up and go to the bathroom. I just thought, like, what is the next step? I didn't think about like, you're going to have to do a run and you got a call and you got this and you got that. I shut all the drama down. And this is a hack for all of you. When your brain is acting the ass, what you want to do is you want to tell yourself 5-4-3-2-1 and the next thing you're going to do. It's really, really easy to be able to overcome bullshit drama when you do that. Somebody just said, I'm brand new. What is the 5-4-3-2-1 and where do I find it? You will find that later, Allie. I think it's Allie. You'll find that in the Taking Big Ass Action self-paced course. That is what the members are going through this month. If you've been here and you have been here a while and you've already finished No BS, your job though, because a lot of the self-paced courses make more sense after you've completed the No BS weight loss course. So all you got to do is finish your No BS weight loss course. And then you can, that might be one of the next things that you take that helps you with it. We give you self-paced courses that help you address the things that you're like, if I solve this, my weight loss gets easier. And when I solve this, my weight loss gets easier. So right now the members are going through taking big ass action. So I did that. And I did that throughout the entire morning. I didn't want to run today. And I was like, all right, can I just go outside and take a quick walk? Because it wasn't terribly cold, and get the blood going. And if at the end of my walk, I still don't want to run, I can do that. So it's a lot of just negotiating, but this is what y'all do. You negotiate to get out of things. So when my brain is asking to get out of things, I negotiate for the next step forward. And that's like a really big concept for a lot of y'all to understand. Your brain is a great negotiator. You have to think about it. You have the habit brain that's always negotiating to be lazy, to not do, to like bitch, moan, and whine, to be a titty baby. That's the habit brain's job. It's like, I'm supposed to be the smart one. I'm not supposed to be the one that looks out for goals. I'm not your babysitter. I am not none of that. So like that habit brain is like a whiny fucking teenager. Your reasoning brain is the pro level negotiator, the parent in the room, the CEO of you. Like that is like, you've got those two parts of the brain. And so when the habit brain is starting to offer up like, oh my God, we should just sleep in. You don't even feel good. It's cold outside. You work so hard, Corinne. And then if I'm like, no, we really should get up. We got stuff to do today. The habit brain's like, yeah, we're in a foul mood too. Like, don't forget how like sick and tired we are of just getting up every single day and having to do. Like, that is the habit brain's job. And y'all act like that's a problem. It's like, you got to quit making that a problem. I mean, like you being a human now is a problem. You being a human cannot be a problem. It has to be part of your experience. So we have to figure out, how do we get better at doing experience of life? So one of the things is you got to be a negotiator. And instead of negotiating to get out of things, use your reasoning brain to negotiate the next simplest and easiest step. And that's all I did. All right. So we're doing the taking big ass action. This week, the focus in the membership is the perfectionism ain't possible. So for all my little perfectionists out there, I wrote this lesson just for you. Please make sure you listen to it. Don't be sitting there going like, it's like, what's today's day? It's February 9th. I'm already behind. Like I overate last night. There's no way. Like I'm just going to have to wait till next month. Or they're like getting on your fainting couch and be like, oh, I didn't do it right. I can't do today. That is bullshit. That is perfectionism thinking. Guess what you got to do? Go push play on that fucking lesson. Lesson 3 of taking big ass action. If you are perfectionist, if you are on your fainting couch every time you make a mistake, if you're the kind of person that like you like plan for 8 days, don't for one, piss all over the 8 days and then don't plan for a month, you owe it to yourself to listen to that lesson. And for all my little perfectionists out there, I want you to listen to it. And then I want you to go to the Facebook group. I want you to use hashtag big ass action. And I want you to post one aha. All right. This is also Move Your Body Challenge. I already mentioned this. I'm doing 10 minutes of stretching. We are in full strength. It is designed to help you figure out how to just add some movement into your day, no matter what your mobility levels are, whether that's chair yoga, 10 minutes of meditation in a chair sitting upright because yours are just like this, like going, oh my God, you know, I didn't make that plan last night. Perfectionists. So I want you to remember, if you did not start with the challenge on day one, today gets to be day one. Can you just make today the first day that you do 10 minutes of something? So if you will go to the Taking Big Ass Action page in the self-paced courses, at the bottom, we even have a little movement calendar for you so that you can track your stuff. And then Saturday, Coach Betsy, this is what she's going to do. She's going to take all of you through the worksheet in Taking Big Ass Action. It's 10 a.m. Central Time this Saturday, which is the day is February the 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th. So it should be February 12th, if I'm not mistaken. And then we're going to go through the worksheet called Uncovering Your Perfectionistic Thinking. All right. We had 10 members join the Queen's Club this week and a new Century Club member. Welcome, 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 everyone. Our quote of the week from the Queen's Club. If you're wondering what Queen's Club is, 25 pounds is the currency to walk in the door. It's like going to the club. How much does it cost? 25 pounds. You can have done it before you came to No BS or while you've done it No BS. You just got to have contributed $25 to the Corinne's weight loss GoFundMe. 25 pounds is all I ask for. This program is beyond a doubt the highest quality thing you can do to improve your mental and physical health. It is deep, practical, and meets you right where you are. I have learned to stop quitting on myself, reframe all of my all or nothing thinking, and treat myself with the same compassion that I give others. I am so thankful that I became a No BS woman. All right. And congratulations, Alex Felix, for becoming a Century Club member. I mean, she's lost over 100 pounds. She's 61 years old, and she was 300 pounds looming when she found me. She took the free course. She joined right after that. And she says, I plan and eat my chocolate almost every day. No BS has taught me that I matter. I am worthy. I am strong. I am capable, and I am enough. All right. Let us get to the big box. First of all, this is the box that you get. And there will be a label, hopefully right here. UPS and FedEx love to put that label right over my face. I think they think it's funny. It's not funny. But we hoped that this picture would help them figure out where to put the label. So let's see what we got. The first thing is a fan favorite that we always do. Everybody's always worried we're going to take it out. For all of you who keep running out of ink with your No BS pen, you will get you another No BS woman pen. People love how they write. They like just always ask us, I need more pens. I'm using it all the time. And you get this No BS journal. This is just a blank one where you can take all your notes there, or you can use them to do like self-love prompts, relationship prompts, anything you would like to do. We change it up each time. This one says, love is a decision we make each and every day. Because Relationships Camp Weekend is all about, you know, when I was writing it, I knew that I wanted to help y'all improve the relationships of your life. What I think a lot of us have is we either have lots of people that we don't, like, we don't think about them in a loving way, and they are very loving to us. We kind of dismiss, like, if they compliment us, if they love us, if they think a lot of us, we kind of dismiss it because we don't love ourselves. Then I was thinking about the people that we need to let go of, that we keep because we're insecure and we don't know we'd make new friends. And so we keep people that are just toxic and bleh and all this other stuff. And I was like, and we're doing that because we don't respect ourselves enough and we don't believe in ourselves enough to go out and find other people. And I was just thinking about relationships as a whole, because I know that a lot of us want better relationships, but at the root of all of it, before any relationship outside of you can improve, guess what has to change? It always has to change the relationship with you first. So most of Relationships Camp Weekend is about building on the foundation of figuring out not only how does a relationship work, but how do I strengthen the bonds with myself? How do I figure out what I do and I don't want? So like, here are the things that my true needs in a relationship. And they're coming from a place of, because I like that. That is what I enjoy. This is what makes my cup runneth over, versus these are my needs and wants in a relationship because I sit around and beat myself up so much because I don't believe in myself. And I need like all these people to start acting and saying these things And I'm very disappointed that they don't do it enough because I'm constantly disappointed in myself. You know, when you sit in a bath of disappointment in yourself, or a bath of not good enoughness, or a bath of self-rejection, the people around you in the world can never, ever tell you enough. They will never outrun the 60,000 thoughts you have a day. You have to think about this. Our brains have 60,000 thoughts every single day. And when the relationship with you is not solid, and I don't mean you've got to be sitting around just like, I suck. But even when the relationship with yourself, like where you haven't heard you say this internally a lot, like, damn, you're on fire these days, Corinne. Or, oh my gosh, Corinne, you are such a rock star for everyone. And not like, hey, Corinne, you do so much for everybody and it's tiring. No, it comes from this place of like acknowledging yourself for your worthiness, for who you are, the contribution you make to people's lives, why people do love you so much and you believe it. A lot of you haven't had that conversation in a long time. Like you just kind of just go through the day. It's just like, you know, well, got through another one. Yeah, I'm pretty smart. Like most of us are not just like living at a high vibe level about ourselves. And so when that's missing, when you're either not at high vibes on yourself or when you are like low vibing all the time, guess what happens? You start needing everybody around you to be like, needing them to be not themselves. Not because something's wrong with them, but because something internally you believe is wrong with you. And if they have a bad day, if they're not high vibing for the day, if they just forget to like high five, slap your ass, and do all the things, you take it so personally. And so like when I was developing camp, I knew that that relationship with the self had to get shored up. Because when I'm teaching you how to make friends, you've got to know the kind of people that you want from a rock solid place. Otherwise, you're going to go out and find anybody. Not even the good ones. If you want to start dating, same thing. You will run through people and try to make yourself fit to them or try to make them fit your insecurities. If you're married or have a partner, you want to shore yourself up to know like what boundaries you do have. Like, what are your real boundaries? What are your real wants and needs? How do I really communicate with you? So there's so many things that we're going to be covering. It's all on the website and you can go take a look at it. So here's some other cool things that we're doing. We're giving you some Nobia stationery. We will be using this in class. We're going to use this during the weekend. And you'll get an opportunity, like, I don't want to ruin it for you, but there's a very special thing that's happening during the weekend. And we're going to use this as part of our exercises. And it will be very meaningful for you. You are also getting, everybody always wants the new magnets for the fridges. Here are the two new magnets. Old shitty and new hotness to remind us. You can put this somewhere to remind you that you always have both voices in your head. There will always be old Chitty, like with his rules for how everybody should act and thinking that somebody just gave you the stank eye and making it mean crazy things about you. And there will be no hotness there to remind you that sometimes old Chitty acts up at home. But I don't have to buy into it. I can believe these things about myself, or I can just tell old Chitty, I got it. Now get out. I got other things to do. We also have the bye-bye old shitty, hello new hotness magnet that you can put everywhere you want. We also have the I'm worth the work sticker for your mirrors. A lot of camp, we're going to be talking about our body, how we think about ourselves. And a lot of you forget. Like you get so caught up in how hard the work is and you get so caught up in like, no, I just don't want to do it. And you know, like my brain this morning, my brain was waking up, not thinking about how I was worth the work today. My brain was thinking that it wasn't worth it to get up. And so we are giving you a sticker to put on your mirror so that every single day you are reminded that you are an OBS woman and you are worth all of this work. So that it can trigger you to remember it's got a payoff. It's meaningful. It's not hard. It's worth it. It's not a grind. It's what I do to level up myself. We are also old fan favorite, more sticky notes, because y'all love the sticky notes for sure. But everybody always says, make sure you put sticky notes in there. We also are giving you some Nobia sticker quotes. A lot of y'all like, I don't know why y'all like stickers, but y'all ask for stickers more than anything. So we have, drink your water first. The only thing food solves is hunger. What's your next best decision? Wait, are you actually hungry? So we're giving you some stickers. You are also getting, especially for those of you coming to Nashville and future camps and stuff, and no BS, enjoy the journey luggage tag. This was something that we decided to put in this time so that when you are anytime in the future, coming to No BS events, or maybe you go to meetups, maybe you go to see your accountability partners for the first time, people will know you are a No BS woman. So like when all of you are leaving camp this time and you are coming home, one of the things that you can do is put this on your luggage. And then when you're at the airport, you'll see your No BS women in different places. You can see like, hey, would you like to go get some coffee while we wait on the airplane? We also, y'all are getting a business card because everybody wants business cards. They have the little, like, no BS, if y'all want to start handing that out. That was something that y'all kept asking for. We always have these things because what this does is this allows us to party on the Zoom calls. So that makes it lots of fun. So it's your no BS woman, like party sparkler. And then we use it inside the room. It looks beautiful on like when I walk into the room and I see all these lit up. It also is amazing when I see the Zoom rooms and y'all are sitting there waving your stuff. And then when something like, if you don't know at camp, I have monitors in front of me and the Zoom rooms are in the monitors. And all day long, they're scrolling Zoom rooms so that I never, ever forget about y'all. I want every Zoom member, every person coming in virtually to know how special they are. And I want you to feel like you are in the room. And so one of the things that helps me is when they're scrolling the Zooms, I watch you do worksheets. I watch y'all's faces when we're coaching. And then when something lands and y'all do things like this, I know talk more about that. So we give you that. And then the best thing that's in the box, the conclusion. This was a big hit at our last camp. We did affirmation cards. We have new ones. Y'all asked for, well, let me get it out. Y'all asked for more. Oh, here we go. Well, how do you get these out? I think I'm fixing to have to rip my box open. Corinne is not exact. Let me just say, I'm sure y'all's will come out easier. There's a running joke in here. I'm just ripping it. There's a running joke inside my family that I can't open a box and I can't open anything. Chris always makes fun of me because everything I open, I always just rip it. I have to cut, I have to do things. And then he comes in and just like easily figures out how to get it out. All right. Relationships with self and others. The truth is love is created in the brain. Love is a decision we make each and every day. And then they have a prompt. What relationship do I want to love on extra hard this week? Quit shouldn't over yourself and other people. Make a list of shoulds you want to drop and throw them in the trash. So every one of these cards has a quote and it has a journal prompt. So for all of you that worry that you don't know how to journal, you don't know what to write about, like you just can't think of anything, we are giving you a quote
and we're giving you a journal prompt. And look, oh my gosh, these are pretty. I just now opened them. I didn't realize how pretty they were. So you are also getting, so if you came to the last camp, looky here. You can put your little quote card in your No BS Woman stand, and you can keep it on your desk. So as you find, I'm going to keep this on my desk. I'm just like, hey, I love my own stuff. As you find little quotes that you love, you can put it on your stand, and you can put it there so that all day long, you can think about it. And then you just keep your other cards inside your little container. You just trade it out each day. And then that gives you like something to think about, something to journal about. I love them. They're called our do cards. And that means that not only are they going to inspire you, but they're going to give you something to do. All right. That is our swag box reveal. Now, what does that mean? It means now you know all the things that you're getting, all the cool things. And what we try to do each and every camp is we try to make sure that what we put in the box helps you with the theme of the camp. So that was one of the reasons why we wanted to give you these cards with journaling prompts all about relationships and the relationship with yourself. All right, so let's do, the workbook will also be in there. Don't worry, we just don't have the workbook finished yet. The workbook is being printed, but you also get the workbook shipped to you in your box. So when you join the camp, when you register for it, you don't have to print it. And we will also have it as a PDF on the website. So you'll get a special camp portal. There will be digital swag there that's special for camp, different things that you can load on your phone and all those kinds of things that you can do. All of that will be on the website, and the workbook will be there too. And we will make it fillable for you. So if you are a digital diva and you want to be able to drop it on your iPad or whatever you have, you'll be able to import it in, and you can like take, you can use your iPad and stuff as your note taking. But we will send you an actual paper version of the in spiral with good quality paper, the workbook. Y'all know I am a complete paper snob. We got to have the good paper here at the No BS. All right. Betsy asks, through my work with Big Ass Action, I realized my rebel tendency is holding me back from my weight loss goals. I want to be in control. But then when I realize I have all the control, I just don't trust myself to do the work and be successful. I don't think it's perfectionism, but I'm only hurting myself. Any suggestion for trusting myself to do what's best for me and break the cycle? Yeah. So the first thing you got to do, Betsy, is you need to figure out like, why do I want to be in control so bad? Just journal about that. Just get the thoughts out about why do I want to be in control? And then look at each thought and say like, that's a good reason. Or just say like, I don't even have to think about it that way. Like just getting awareness around that stuff is very helpful so that you can hear like, all right, especially the ones that are like, I don't even need to believe that anymore. Or I don't even need to think about that anymore. When you hear them, then you get the opportunity to tell yourself, I don't even need to think about that anymore. Then the other thing is like, start journaling on, like, first ask yourself, why don't I trust myself? Okay, so make a list of that. Then what I want you to do is each sentence, I want you to pull each sentence apart, and then I want you to tell yourself why that's wrong. Like, how do you know that you can trust yourself now? Or if you don't really know that you can trust yourself, how can I start showing myself that it's okay? It's not as bad as I'm thinking. That's how you start reworking through that stuff. And that's what you want to do. Somebody else asked, hang on, I'm going to get this little window out of the way. Today, I want to give up. I joined in September and I feel I've made so many changes and my weight has gone down 2 pounds, but I binged tonight on cookie dough. Shitty thoughts are going crazy. I feel like I'm restricting my food, although I'm not. Okay, so this is very interesting. There is a trauma response from past diets. And I believe don't remember where I've talked about this, but I have talked about this somewhere in the program. So if anybody remembers where I've talked about it, please feel free to share this inside the Facebook group. When we have done restrictive diets in the past, also this, like Betsy, this will help you with rebel thinking. This kind of ties into rebel thinking. When we've done restrictive diets in the past, one of the things that can happen is anytime you do anything that your brain senses might be dieting, it goes to its old thinking patterns. So it's called diet trauma. So a lot of us have what's called past diet trauma. That means like if you used to restrict and stuff, especially for binge eaters, okay? If you used to restrict a lot, like especially like really holding out on food, long periods of time, bullshit, crazy diets, all that kind of stuff. If your brain gets a whiff of doing anything similar, it overcorrects. It brings up the trauma response. So it will say like you're restricting when you're not. One of the things that you said is, I feel like I'm restricting my food, although I know I'm not. So you have to do more and more and more talking to yourself about when you're planning, rather than thinking, I should eat this, I have to eat this. Listen to the little things that you say around it. Because even when we are planning all the food we want, a lot of times what we don't do is use new language around it. We just keep using our old language around it. So like if you use, let's say that we were all like, here we are. We're going to go back in the Wayback Machine 10 years. Me, you, and everybody is doing some kind of bullshit diet where we can only eat chicken and broccoli and carrots 3 times a day. And that's what some guy told us that we had to eat in order for us to lose weight. We're like, we're all in, all of us. We're going to do, all 12,000 of us are doing it. Well, we probably said things like, this is what I have to eat. This is what so-and-so told me. This is, you know, this is the only thing that I can do to lose weight, blah, blah, blah. Well, then you come into no BS, you know, let's go to the present. And you're writing on your plan, maybe you're having fried chicken, like 2 fried chicken tenders with baked potato and butter on it. And maybe you're going to have some green beans. Let's just say that you're going to do that for dinner. And this is what your brain will say. Well, that's what we got to eat. That's what's on our plan. If we don't eat this, we probably won't lose weight. And then the whole time we'll use language like, I hope this is going to work. That is like your brain, it will feel restricted. Your brain, even though you're doing something different, is talking about what you're doing in the same old way. That's why it's important, y'all, when I talk about enjoy the process, you have to turn up the volume on what you're saying around your food. Because restriction, don't forget, restriction is a feeling. A feeling in our think, feel, do cycle is always caused by a thought we're having. That's why like you know on an intellectual level, I know I'm not restricting, but I keep feeling it. That's because in the small moments, the subconscious is saying like, you have to eat that. That's what you got to eat. Like, this is the only way we're going to lose weight. And so we want to turn up the volume there. Sometimes what you can do is if you can't turn up the volume, you want to get really good at knowing when you feel restricted, like figure out how it actually feels in your body. And then in that moment, say, this is restriction. What is actually going on right now? What is true? So if you say like, what's true right now is I'm having 2 fried chicken tenders, a potato with butter, and some green beans. Does feeling restricted match what the current experience is? A lot of it is slowing it way down, like taking a breath, knowing what you're feeling, asking yourself, like, what's really going on my plate? What's really going on right now? Am I actually restricted, or is my brain having a trauma response? Is my brain just triggering this? And if so, be like, and that's okay. at least I know that I'm not actually restricted. And then you can kind of tell yourself calming thoughts like, you know, this is the food that I want to be able to lose weight on. This is what I'm planning that helps me. Like, you get to talk about it in a different way. Let's see. And then Stella is asking, I've been eating and binging since the holidays, and I'm so disgusted with myself for gaining back 10 pounds. I don't know how to start over again and get back on track. I have thoughts of quitting. My husband and I rented a park model in Arizona for the winter. It is small with no privacy to listen to replays and et cetera. Everything here is around food. To top things off, I just tested positive for COVID. What small step can I take to turn things around? Very much what, like I just said, like number one is just like take a breath. Like your brain is like a runaway freight train right now. It's like, and this is a problem, and this is a problem, and this is a problem, and this is a problem. When we catch ourselves in the, and here's another problem, and here's another problem. What we need to do is we need to like literally, all of you that get caught up in that, start at 90 and count backwards to one. 90, 89, 88. This is a brain hack. What this does, especially if you're caught, like I call that the shit spiral. When you get caught up in the shit spiral, your brain is just now looping. It's just like, woo, problems. We're on a roll. How many more can I find? Like your happy brain's excited. It's like the thrill of its life to get caught up in a shit spiral. And so you got to break it. And a lot of times when you're in a shit spiral, you can't tell it positive things because your brain is just like, I'm doing like 90 miles an hour, bitch. Good luck trying to slow me down. So you've got to, you know how like when you watch car chases and they have to throw out the mat that's going to blow the tires out? We got to blow the tires out. You're going to have spikes. Like a positive thought is like, you know, laying a kitty litter on the highway and expecting that to slow you down. It ain't going to work. So spikes are where you have to like completely shift your brain to something different. And a countdown from 90 does a couple of things. One, your brain can't spiral while it's trying to focus and count. Your brain is only good at doing like really like one thing at a time. So if your conscious brain is like, we're just going to count down from 90. And at the end of 90, then we're going to think. We're like going to take a breath and really look at this. So it distracts your brain for one. The other thing that it does is every one of those shit spiral thoughts is like the bartender sending you hot fucking Jaeger and expecting you to take shot after shot. It is just like singeing the insides. You have got so much adrenaline, so much cortisol, and so much shit going through your body that you're getting yourself worked up. When most of us get worked up, guess what we want to do? We want to just eat. And then when we eat, we just confirmed every bullshit thing that we just thought. But where those things aren't true, all we're doing is trying to escape those thoughts because they feel terrible and they're making us panic. And so now we're trying to escape panic. It's not that any of that matters. It's like, if you tested positive, what does that have to do with what you eat? But our brain is like, oh my God, and I tested for positive, and this is why I can't lose weight. It's like testing positive for COVID, does that mean you gain 10 pounds? But our brains think it does. Our brains think that's like a huge weight loss problem. Testing positive for COVID is not a weight loss problem. Testing positive for COVID means you need to take care of yourself. You don't need to go face down in food, but that's not what we think. We think that's another brick in the weight loss load. So countdown from 90, that allows a lot of that extra energy to flush out of your body. It allows a lot of that stuff to release so that when you're at the end, now you can take a couple of deep breaths and look, okay, what is really actually going on here? So like in this case, Stella, it's like, what's really going on is I've gained 10 pounds and I'm saying mean things to myself. I've gained 10 pounds and my brain is desperate to figure out how to get some relief. And so it just sits there and sits there and sits there and is finding all kinds of problems so I can quit. Because here's what the brain knows. If you quit trying to lose weight, if you quit the program, for about a day, you're going to feel an incredible amount of relief. It doesn't have to think about losing weight anymore. It can just eat. It gets to like do all this. It knows that every time you've quit, there's been a moment where it's like, oh, I'm glad that's over. But then on the other side comes all the things you think about yourself, all the wishing and hoping that you could lose weight. Like if any of you ever quit and was like, you know what? I've just decided I'm done with this diet stuff. And I've decided that I will love myself like a fucking beast. And this is how I want to live. If that's you, then I would quit. If that's going to me, that's called a win. You have just decided I'm done with the diet lifestyle and I'm going to love this body and I'm going to go out and I'm going to make the most of my life. And I'm not going to sit around and think about like, I'm not going to keep wishing to lose weight. And I'm not going to keep hoping, blah, blah, blah. And I'm not going to keep regretting my past. I'm not going to be afraid of what people think. If all of that's going to, if you're going to stop all that nonsense, then yeah, it wouldn't pay me either. Unless you just like the other stuff that we offer. But most of us, what happens is we quit and we get a little relief from like the, you can't do this. You can't do this. This is why you're failing. And here's all the problems that are standing in your way. That goes away for about a minute. And then what comes back in is like, you're never going to lose weight. See, you failed one more time. Let me recount all the ways that you're not good enough. Did you see the way that guy was looking at you? I bet he thinks your ass is fat. Like, you don't solve anything. At the end of the day, we're all really trying to solve how we think. That's really what we're trying to solve. Because when you solve how you think, you start getting better at it. Like, if you've gained 10 pounds, and your brain is on a runaway freight train, guess what ends up happening? You start thinking like, okay, it's good to know I've gained 10 pounds. What do I need to do this week to start making some forward progress? Like today, I know I'm going to have to drink the water. That's going to be number one. Anybody who loses weight drinks their water every day. So why not today? Today, rather than just eating like an asshole all day, I'm just going to plan the foods that I really want to be eating. So I quit eating them thinking I can't do this. Quit eating them thinking, I'm out of control around food and eating them anyway. Rather than be like, no, I am in control of food. And the foods that I've been eating for the last 2 months, I'm just going to put them on my plan today and I'm going to eat them with intention and purpose and deliberateness. Because that's not how I've been showing up the last 2 months. And I know that people who lose weight, they're purposeful when they eat. If they're going to eat a donut, they plan their donut. They don't eat their donut because they sat around all last night thinking about how fat they were and how hopeless they are, and then stop and get a donut on the way into work in the morning because they're thinking, yeah, it won't matter. I can't do it anyway. The person who loses weight eats donuts, but they don't eat donuts like an asshole. So if you really want to change, you have to start thinking different. You cannot think like the person who is like eating all the things like a hopeless dieter. Now you eat all the things smart, intentional, planned, assessed, and like looked at. No more eating it because you've been beating yourself up. Like, this is the thing about food. Y'all get so hung up on what to eat. I'm like, I don't give a damn what you're eating. I give a damn about your reasons. If all of you would just make me this one promise, I guarantee you, most of y'all would lose 10 pounds in 6 weeks. I will not eat anything because I'm stressed or feeling bad about myself. I cut out stress eating and I cut out feeling bad about myself eating. I can plan my Cheetos. I can plan my Oreos. I can plan my Milk Duds. I can plan my whatever it is, chicken tenders and pizza. But I'm going to eat all that stuff when I'm telling myself about how worthy I am. If I'm stressed, I'm going to take care of my needs, not stuff my face. And that's what I'm going to work on the next 6 weeks. When I'm stressed, I'm going to use that as a trigger to be like, I'm going to do the hard work of taking care of my fucking self on how I need to take care of myself. A lot of y'all need to start telling people no, but you'd rather eat, tell yourself no to your dreams, and then beat yourself up over it every single day than to tell some fucker, no, I can't do that. I'm going to need some help. Like, I've had a rough week. Can you bathe the baby tonight? A lot of y'all are just like, oh, you know, I don't want my partner to have to do this. They'll think I can't handle life. You can't. Tell them the truth. Guess what? There's no shame in that. Right now, I have done all I can handle. Bathing the baby tonight, I just can't do. Can you help me? That is not a sign of weakness. That is one of the most powerful things that we do. It shows you having an amazing relationship with you and being willing to let them have an amazing relationship with you. I keep trying to get better thoughts for the dozens of scars all over me. I'm missing part of my leg and the scars start on my head and go all the way to my feet. I've lost 80 pounds since November of 2019. I started No BS in August, gained 8 pounds. I was getting so depressed about looking in the mirror. So we didn't gain 8 pounds because of what we were seeing in the mirror. Let's just be real clear. The scars don't cause 8 pounds. The scars are not causing depression. The scars aren't causing anything. I just want to make sure you understand. When I look in the mirror or when I look at my scars, the things I think about it depress me. And when I think these things, this is why I'm eating. I just want you to do that because one of the first things to building a better relationship with your body, including scars and, you know, like I think you said, missing part of your leg, is if you want a better relationship with them, you can't blame them for how you feel. And you can't blame them for weight gain. It would be like trying to have an amazing relationship with your child and always blaming your child for how you feel and all the things that you can't do in your life. We don't have amazing relationships with our children when we say like, well, mommy's so depressed because of you, because, you know, when I had you, I had to let go of all my hopes and dreams. If you always thought about your children like that, you would not have an amazing relationship with them. You wouldn't even have a half-assed relationship with them. You do the same things with our bodies. We subtly blame scars, loose skin, aging, crepiness, wrinkles, you know, missing part of your leg. We blame that. So the first step, Elaine, is to say like, my leg and my scars, those are things on my body. I have thoughts about them. And I want to get really good at understanding my thinking behind them. Because the thinking is what's going to change. And I will say this about, like, you're welcome, Elaine. She's like, this is already the smack in the head. I needed it. One of the things that I talk to people about is, you know, like when it comes to our bodies and stuff, is even like I want you to just start looking at them. And I want you to just get them to a place where you don't blame them for things. Just like, you know what? There's my thoughts about all this, and then there's this. And my brain sometimes is going to say some shitty things about it, and that's okay. The first real step is just getting super aware of what you do think, and then giving yourself some relief of, and that's okay. I'm starting to understand there's nothing wrong with my body. I just have thoughts about my body that make it wrong. And when you do that, like, there's a calming that goes on. Doesn't mean you're going to feel good. Doesn't mean you're going to feel love. It doesn't mean you're going to feel acceptance. It just means you're not going to be caught up in this depression loop around it. Then the next thing you do, after you do that for a little while, is you start thinking and like writing about like, why is missing part of my leg just not a problem? Why are my scars not as big a problem as I'm making them out to be? What is really good about losing 80 pounds? What are the positives of the 80 pound loss that I can be focused on while I'm over here taking the temperature down on some of my shitty thoughts about my scars and my missing leg? You do that, then what happens is it gets much easier to start like seeing yourself more with some gratitude. You can start like, this is kind of what's happened for me, is that over the years I have desensitized myself to my scars, to my loose skin. I still think about them on the daily. I still, like, I wear shorts every day when I work out. I still notice my legs. This morning I was noticing some of the like, if y'all look on the backside of my arm, like, I was just noticing, like, you know, I'm just getting older, and where I have loose skin on my arms, guess what? It's like bunching up funny now. But what I've noticed that's changed for me is I used to only see that, and I threw away the rest. It's a lot of like kind of perfectionistic thinking. And what I've noticed is that as I've done a lot of work on just like listening to what I say, saying this is just scars and they don't mean anything until I put a thought behind them, I've noticed that I also now see the other things too. And that gives me so much pride, and that gives me so much pleasure. And that is actually what helps me. So I think that that's just really important. It's just to remember that it's a process figuring this stuff out. And it just takes time. And as you do this, Elaine, if you can have, like, when you think about with depression, if you can just think about having compassion for yourself, that you love yourself enough to ask the question, you love yourself enough to work on it, that you noticed when you were having some weight gain, that it's like, okay, this weight gain is a signal to work on something really important for me. And then you can take some pride in that. I have a list of thoughts that everything I try hasn't worked yet. I had an angry moment 2 months ago that I need to eat less, and I'm just now getting to the point where I'm accepting that and my feelings that I need to eat less. I think that I just keep telling myself that I'm not really getting this work down. I even write it every day on my planner. I will figure this out. So, Debbie, here's something that we want to do. So you really want to figure out, why is eating less, why are you making it a problem in your head? So this is what a lot of y'all can take some of your work to the next level on. If you're not noticing something's not changing, you're still feeling angry about something, it's like, why is eating less a problem for me? You will have thoughts about that. I shouldn't have to. I'll be too hungry and all this other stuff. And you don't challenge those thoughts. You just think they're true. I always tell people, it's like, most of us have spent our entire lives normalizing overeating. I want you to think about it. Like, most of us, when we have to eat less, all I'm asking you to do is only eat what your body needs. And people are like, oh, it's fucking unfair. That sucks. I will have to eat less. It's like, but normal for you is overconsumption. And that is what's happened in the modern day age. You go to a restaurant and you order a hamburger and fries. That's like, back in the day, would feed a family of four. I'm not joking. You used to not get that much food back in the day. And you needed to go work a farm from like 5 a.m. to sundown. And like, we sit behind the desk all day. Or we run around in our house, like when we, like, we think vacuuming's hard. It's like, it's a motorized machine that practically drags itself. Like, we just think we are, like, our physical labor is nothing compared to 50 to 100 years ago. Like, think about 50 years ago. You wanted to change the TV? You at least had to get in 10 steps to walk over there and do it, or you needed to have children so that you now had a remote. We ain't got to do shit anymore, but we want to eat four times as much food as we used to. And then we're just like, so unfair. Like, this is some bullshit. I don't even know how I'm going to live and survive. That is where our brain acts. But we don't even question that stuff. We don't even think about it like that. We didn't even think that a big ass plate of food was normal until restaurants started getting competitive with each other as to how can we get more people coming? How can I outserve these people over here? Supersized meals for cheap? Though they didn't make those things because we actually needed more food for all the hard labor we're doing. But our brains now start thinking that all that's normal. And if you don't challenge that stuff, this is why, like, if you're feeling angry because you have to eat less, you need to just ask yourself, all right, what the hell am I so angry about? Is it true I'm going to starve? Is it true that this is unfair? Question every thought. And when you do that each day, then you start noticing bullshit coming up. It's not just like the news of the day, the truth of your brain anymore. It's just actual, like, oh, this is stuff I never thought I should even question. And then you're not sitting around angry. Debbie, you are getting this. Don't ever tell yourself, I'm not getting this. Tell yourself, like, I'm asking questions. I'm journaling every day. There's lots of things to learn, and I'm glad I'm in the place where they teach it. There's a lot of things you can tell yourself other than, like, I don't get to eat as much. I'm not getting this. This is hard. We, y'all, all of you have got to quit believing everything you think. Always work on the premise. Everything I think is a lie until I prove it otherwise. And I mean prove it. Because just because something feels true, don't make it true. Things feel true because they're repeated in your head. That does not make them the truth. If you have a small child, like, I want y'all to think about kids. I'll give you a good example. This is a great example. Kathy Hartman posted a picture of her grandson today. Little Patrick, standing in front of the fireplace. He's got a book, and he's standing there in all his glory with a diaper and rubber boots on. And she's talking about how Patrick is just like, he ain't thinking about, like, oh my God, I should clothe myself. Like, and you know, he's got baby belly. He's not sitting there like, I got them chunky thighs. A kid will only believe something's wrong with their body if they're told over and over and over again if something's wrong with their body. You all have told yourself shit over and over and over again all of your life, and now you just think it's true. Nothing is true. Always believe all of it is up for interpretation. Everything you think, I would just be like, it's either a lie or it's up for interpretation. If it's going to be true, I need to at least prove it to myself that it's true. How do I even know this is true? How is it not true? Play both sides. The more you get to where you can question your thinking, the more you start being able to change the thoughts about your body. You believe new things about your ability to lose weight. You believe new things about your potential, the things that you can do in this life. There's so many things that start changing just by not believing everything you think because you thought it. All right, y'all. That's it. I hope you enjoyed today's Q&A. I feel like I yelled a lot. But we had some good stuff. I really appreciate all of you who asked the hard questions and stuff. This will be amazing. I mean, it's just like, this is for those of you who are willing to question your thinking and you're willing to ask the hard questions and to keep showing up and ask coaches and you show up on these calls and you push play and you do those things, your life will change. I have no doubts about it. All right. Y'all have a good one. Bye, y'all.